This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's flying our ship today. Looking dang good in his flannel over there.
It's Flannel Friday.
It's quarterback time, isn't it, Andy?
It's also Flannel Friday.
Is it Flannel Friday?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get the memo?
Well, because you're not in the cool.
Do you even own flannel?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
My
wife bought me a flannel shirt for Christmas.
I can honestly tell you I own zero.
She's also mad at me because I haven't worn it yet.
Oh, I take it back. I have flannel pajamas.
Icons or something. Those are super comfy.
It's a visual I don't need.
No one asked you to visualize the situation.
Well, you threw it right out there. How is that visual not going to pop into my head?
Well,
Baskin and flannel PJs.
What's the problem with that?
Yeah, they're probably more covering than most of the other things he wears.
Yes, that's true. They call me Mr. Belly Button.
Oh, my God. Use that thing for salt when you're eating celery in bed, don't you? Pour it right in there.
See, now that's the visual I didn't ask for. That's gross.
Stick peanut butter in there instead of salt.
Oh,
it's better for
stop.
You.
Oh,
no.
God. Oh.
Dan, get us out of this. Hit the little sounder, would you please?
They should do. Wait a second. I have a great invention idea now. You've got this.
Oh,
what if they made a belly button ramekin?
Oh.
Baskin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to the segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
I have an idea.
The belly ramekin.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Draft Cam Ward, who played some college football at Washington State.
Okay.
And then bring in another Washington State guy to go along with him. He's a free agent because the Raiders aren't going to bring him back. And his name, ladies and gentlemen, Gardner Minshew.
Oh, boy.
Again,
Great. We're
just talking about guys who may be available, right? That's what we're talking about. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, we're not saying you should go sign Gardner Minshew. However, if you draft a quarterback with the second pick, and don't need a veteran who you think is going to be your guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you need a veteran who can step in, be competent, play if needed, maybe be a good voice in the ear of the young guy. You could do worse than Gardner Minshew. Now,
you could do worse. You could do better.
Well, okay. And I'll ask you for better options coming up in a minute. Gardner Minshew has been in the league for 6 years. He's played for four teams.
Okay.
Came in with Jacksonville, 2 years. Philadelphia, 2 years, back up there. Indy, 1 year. Vegas, 1 year. So he's been on three teams in 3 years. His career record's not good. 17 wins, 29 losses as a starter. But he started a lot of games. He was 6-6 as a rookie in Jacksonville when he kind of came in and took the league by storm. Remember all that excitement, all that buzz he created? Mm-hmm. He's a late-round pick who stepped in and did a really nice job. And then, not this last year in Vegas, but the year before in Indy, he went 7-6. He had two really big years. And one of them was that rookie year in Jacksonville, 3,200 yards, 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Went 6-6. And then in 2023 in Indy, he started 13 games, played in 17, over 3,300 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Andy, his record might not be good. You might not mind this. 68 touchdowns and 34 interceptions in his career. Raiders are going to release him. Raiders are looking for an upgrade as their starting quarterback. I would too. He's not my answer for a starting quarterback. There are other veteran free agents out there. If I'm not going to get a guy at number two at quarterback, if I'm going to bring in a guy in the second round or the third round, he's not the guy I would want to come in and be the starter. There are other guys I'd rather have as well. But 28-year-old guy, some experience playing in the league, some competent play in the league, I think you could actually do worse. And his release isn't official. The Browns could actually, if they wanted to. He's got another year under contract. They could ship a 7th-round draft choice for him.
No, I'll do that.
And then you have your veteran already. You don't have to worry about it in free agency. But that rules out a lot of guys at free agency who I think might be better, maybe, and you think might be better. I would think, let's just say, free agency begins, okay?
Yes, yes.
And he's available. If I'm the Browns, I'm either trading for him beforehand, or if he becomes available in free agency and you sign him, it would scream to me that you're taking a quarterback with the 2nd pick in the draft.
For sure, for sure.
You think so?
Yes.
There are other guys that you would think if they signed, you would think that doesn't scream that they're going to sign or draft a quarterback at 2? For instance, let's just say you make a trade for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's
Let's just say Kirk gets released and you sign him in free agency.
Are there 3 quarterbacks out there, 2 quarterbacks now? In free agency, you feel like you can come in and start and that you want to have some sort of future with them 2-3 years? Is that how you feel?
I am very open to that idea. There are a couple of guys. But I think the best scenario here, and it still hasn't changed in my mind, is that Cam Ward is sitting there at 2 and you take him. After that, I'm real comfortable with the idea of drafting a guy in the 2nd round who watches a guy play who you signed in free agency.
So what are we looking at still, right? You're still looking at Kirk Cousins. You're looking at...
We're looking at the same guys.
Russell Wilson.
It hasn't changed much. Minshew has been added because the Raiders aren't going to bring him back.
Yeah,
they were talking to Matthew Stafford, apparently. He was so inspired, he went back to the Rams.
Again, you ask yourself, what kind of a quarterback are you looking for? You're looking for... as somebody who's going to be here for 1 year. You're looking for somebody who's going to maybe be here for 3 years. No more than that, though, right? Because you're probably going to draft a quarterback. So if you're going out and you're trying to find a free agent quarterback, you're looking at, for the maximum, 3-year quarterback, right? Is that fair?
In free agency?
Yeah.
I would think so. And the issue here is if you don't draft a guy at 2, there's no urgency to put him on the field, and he might not be ready to be on the field.
True.
So it might take a while. So I think you could add him to the list. But, Andy, if he were the guy that they decided we're going to bring him in and he's going to be our starting quarterback, I think that's an underwhelming move. So I would pass on Gardner Minshew unless my
heart now can go back to its normal heart.
Well, but think about this. Let's just say they acquire him, before the draft. To me, that screams they're taking a quarterback with the 2nd pick, which would mean either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Although, Jackson Dart is in their future at 33.
Yeah, but see, can you bank on, hey, we really like that guy. We're going to take him at 33.
Or Quinn Ewers. Or Jalen Monroe. How many quarterbacks are going to go in the first round?
Can I drop something on you that's going to make you go, huh?
Yeah.
Charles Davis, who's been on our show several times over the years.
Yes.
Color analyst for CBS and writes for NFL.com.
Yepers.
Released his first mock draft Wednesday night. Yep.
What did he say?
You ready?
Is it just a one rounder or what?
Actually, what is it? I think it's a one rounder.
Okay.
It's because I didn't bother to look past it because I was stunned. But the number one pick he has, Shedeur Sanders going to the Tennessee Titans.
Wow. That means that everything over the week last week was a smokescreen.
At number two, he has the Browns taking Cam Ward. Thank you. I'll take that. At number three.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Three, he has the New York Giants taking Jackson Dart.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
At three?
At three overall.
Oh, that is surprising.
Isn't that something?
Yep, that's something.
And then he has Abdul Carter going to Mike Vrabel and the Patriots at four, in which case Mike Vrabel would do cartwheels down to the harbor and get some tea.
Is he going to get taxed on it? Is there a tariff on that tea?
I'm not sure. There are tariffs on everything, right?
On that tea, though?
Isn't that interesting, though?
Out of nowhere.
You've barely seen Jackson Dart ever mentioned in the first round of a draft. Anybody's mock. And Charles Davis has him going at three.
Sanders, Ward, Dart.
In that order. Carter. Boom, boom, boom.
Travis Hunter goes right after him.
Boom, boom, boom.
Then Mason Graham. You okay with that? That's six to the Raiders? That seems like it's
why would I care?
Well, Dan does. Dan likes him.
Dan likes him a lot.
Guy. Yep.
Yep. He likes him a lot.
Wait, who do I like?
Mason Graham.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even ask that twice. I knew that.
Thank you. That's thoughtful.
Interesting, though, isn't it?
I got your back.
Appreciate you.
So there's our quarterback du jour. It's Gardner Minshew. And again, if the Browns sign him sometime before the draft, if he's acquired by the Browns before the draft, to me, it would absolutely scream that either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders is going to be the pick at number two. Or Charles Davis says Jackson Dart at three. Could he go at two? I don't think so. But I think it's interesting. Travis Sawchuk is a terrific baseball writer for The Score. He's a really smart guy. He lives here in Northeast Ohio. He's been with us before. He's coming up next. I can't wait to get his thoughts on what's going on with this rotation because somebody pitched for the first time yesterday and somebody looked really good. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.